In our previous shiur, we began the discussion based on our Gemara Masechta Yuma, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, of Mitzvah Berishin. Rabbi Yossi's opinion is Mitzvah Berishin, and the Paiskim discussed the Shaila of Mitzvah Berishin regarding a number of areas in Halacha. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Shaila of Tshuvas Chelkas Yaakov. Chelik Yerudea, Simen Kuf Mem Aleph. He discusses the following Shaila. And this is the way I think the Shaila went. There are two children that have to have a bris milah. Both of them are not going to have the bris milah on the eighth day from when they were born. They're both having the bris milah on a Sunday morning. But they're having the bris milah on Sunday morning for two different reasons. One is having it on Sunday morning because he was born with a cesarean section. And we know that the halacha is that if a child is born with a cesarean section, even if the Yom HaShmini is on Shabbos, when normally if the Yom HaShmini is on Shabbos, the bris is made on Shabbos. Here, the bris should be made on Sunday. The second child who's having his bris on Sunday is a child who was not well, and they had to delay the bris. And it seems from the Shaila, and we'll discuss this more as we discuss what the Chelkas Yaakov says, it seems from the Shaila that the bris could have probably been made already earlier, but once the bris was delayed, they're delaying it for this Sunday morning. And as the Chelkas Yaakov actually says, he says this at the end of the tshuva, we're here referring to a situation where we're in a town that only has 1 mile. And we can make it even better, only has one place where we could have the bris. And the question that he discusses is which bris should take place first. Because certainly, he says, if you have 2 mile, avoid the Shaila. One bris should be done by 1 mile, the other bris should be done by the other mile, and we don't have to have a question which should be done first. So he makes a number of important points. He says, certainly, the halacha is that if you have two people that were nifter, that passed away on the same day, the halacha is the first person who was nifter, his levaya should be conducted first. And the reason is very understandable. Because the moment, Rachmanu Litzlan, someone passes away, right at that moment, there's a chiyuv kvura. So if one person passed away first, his chiyuv kvura came before the second person's chiyuv kvura. And since his chiyuv kvura came first, so that's why he should be buried first. Then he discusses another shaila, where you have two children, both are having a bris today, and today is their Yom HaShmini, and which bris should be conducted first. So he says that even when you have these two children, and one was born before the other, in other words, let's say today is the Yom HaShmini, but one was born at night 8 days ago, and one was born at the end of the day 8 days ago, he says it doesn't make a difference. He says the Chiv Bris Mila only comes on the Yom HaShmini. And it comes at the exact same moment when the morning of the Yom HaShmini begins. And therefore, it makes no difference which one is first and which one was born first or which one was born second. Their Chiv Bris comes at the same moment. And since their Chiyuv Bris comes at the same moment, the halacha is that whichever child comes to shul first, whichever child is available first, that bris should be done first. But here, we're again speaking about a situation where you have two children. Today is Sunday. We're going to be doing the bris on both of them. And the shaila is, which bris should we do first? The bris of the child who's the cesarean, that should have had the bris yesterday, but yesterday was Shabbos, and Shabbos we don't do bris on a child who's Yom HaShmini, even if it's Yom HaShmini, or should we do the bris on the child who was born earlier, but didn't have a bris on his Yom HaShmini, because he was not well. So, this is very much connected to the question of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim. Do we say mitzvah berishin, or don't we say mitzvah berishin? And the way we're learning, and this now becomes extremely relevant, we said that the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbanon is in a situation where one was not available at the moment you needed to do the bris. But if both were equally available at the moment of doing the mitzvah, even the Rabbanon are maskim mitzvah berishin. So what do we say here? And there's arguments that can be made in either direction. On one hand, we could certainly make an argument that the child who was born first, so he had a chiyuv bris milah first, and since he had a chiyuv bris milah first, so he should have his bris made first, mitzvah berishin. On the other hand, an argument could be made that the bris of the child who had the cesarean, who was born by cesarean, should be first. Why? Because there are paiskim that suggest that the Mefarshim suggests that really a child that's born by cesarean maybe should have his bris milah on Shabbos. We're machmer not to make the bris for such a child on Shabbos. But his bris milah, his man for bris milah, very well might have been on Shabbos. And since it's very possible that his man bris wasn't Shabbos, just since we're not 100% sure of the halacha, and he goes into an interesting discussion. He says that, number one, there are those that say a child that's born by a cesarean has a chiyuv bris right away. There is no din of 8 days. Number two, he says, there are those that say that such a child should have a bris even on Shabbos. So it's very possible that his chiyuv bris came first. So if his chiyuv bris milah came first, we should make his bris milah first. Moreover, there's a suggestion that he says, as I said earlier in the shir, it seems that the situation that he was discussing was a situation where the child who was sick could have had his bris milah earlier. But for whatever reason, once the bris milah was delayed, they waited for Sunday. This other child could never, the child that was born with the cesarean, could have never had the bris before Sunday. So maybe the child whose bris is the cesarean, this is his man milah. The other one we delayed. So if you delay it a little further. But then he goes on to say that perhaps there are menhagim. He quotes that in certain communities there was a menhagim, that once a child was sick, they would delay the bris to be sure that he's 100% healthy, and therefore maybe this man isn't until Sunday. So it's very hard to determine, he says, which bris should be conducted first. And again, as I said earlier in the shir, what he says is that if at all possible you should have two moilim, and each moil should make each bris independently and not have the shilah. If not, it seems that he holds this should be treated like any other situation where you have two brisim on the same day. Whichever child comes to shul first, that bris should be done first. Another interesting shaila is that the Panami Iris in Simin, in Chelik Beis, Simin Kuf Chavov discusses. There was an individual who was appointed to be the Baal Tokeya on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. And there was another individual who was identified, who was always the Baal Tokeya on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. And what happened was, and happens, the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos. And now the question is, so we're only going to blow shofar on one day this year. And the shaila is, who should blow the shofar on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the only day we're blowing shofar this year? Should it be the first Baal Tekeah, or should it be the second Baal Tekeah? So he says that this is actually connected to a discussion that the Magen Avraham has in Siman Tov Resh Mem Beis. There are communities, he says, that have a minig that say Maravis, that say Yotzer by Mayriv on Yontif. And even those communities that have the minig that they say Yotzer by Mayriv on Yontif, if the first night of Yontif falls on a Friday night, they don't say the Yotzer. And I suppose the reason is because they didn't want to say they didn't want to say Yotzer on a Friday night. They didn't have electricity, lights. They relied on candlelight. So Mayriv, a regular Mayriv, most people know Mayriv by heart, so you don't have to have such strong illumination. But in Maravis, it's said once a year. Obviously, people don't know the Maravis, and therefore, they didn't say it Friday night. So they're only going to... So now the second night of Yom Tov is Motzei Shabbos. They're going to say Maravis. The question is, which Maravis should they say? Should they say the Maravis of the first night of Yom Tov or the second night of Yom Tov? So the Magen Avraham says that it seems that they'll say the Maravis of the first night of Yom Tov. But he quotes the Minik Posner that you should say the Maravis of the second night. So he says the same thing will be here. If the person is supposed to say, this person always blows shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and the first day of Rosh Hashanah is on Shabbos, and he's not blowing shofar, what should he do? Should he blow, and another individual blows the second day? So it's really connected to the question of the minig of the Magen Avraham, which Yotzer is said. He says another interesting shaila. What happened if the Baal Tekeah or the Baal Tefillah are not well as Rosh Hashanah approaches? So they ask somebody else to daven. And before Rosh Hashanah comes, he gets well. So which one should you bring? So, even though the Panim Meiris connects these two shilas, perhaps an argument could be made that the two shilas are really not identical. And the reason an argument can be made that the two shilas are not identical is as follows. Because following the concept that we've been discussing in our shir, the concept that when you have two, that the machloikis of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim is only when the first item that was identified got disqualified. But if the first item that got identified was never disqualified, even the Chachamim agree, you go with the first one. So now, in the second Shiloh that we discussed, where our Baal Tefillah is not well, and they appointed a new Baal Tefillah, but now Rosh Hashanah in the morning comes, and he's Baruch Hashem well. So at the moment that we need the Baal Tefillah, both of them are perfectly available. So he said the Rabbanan Amaskim, the Chacham Amaskim are agreeable that we go with the first one. But in the other Shiloh, at the moment where we wanted the first one to blow, he wasn't able to blow because it was Shabbos. So it could be that in the second Shiloh, where the person was sick, there the Rabbanan will agree, we go with the first Baal Tefillah. In the other Shiloh, the Rabbanan will say, Eiz Mem Shiyirtza, the community has a right to choose whichever Tupal Itakeya we want should blow the shayfa. There's a shayla in the shayla of Tshuvas, Mishnah Halachas, Chelik Yur Aleph, Simen Tuf Kuf Laman Aleph, that discusses a situation where somebody prepared oil for the Chanukah Lecht, and then he couldn't find it, so he prepared other oil, and now he finds the first oil. Which oil should he use? So he says, again, following the concept that we have been learning, that in a situation where both items are available to me at the time that I need, I should, even the Rabbanan agree, we go with the first item identified. So here too, since the first oil is now available to me at the same time that I need the second oil, the halacha will be that we will use the first oil, mitzvah berishin. Of course, here too, if the second oil that was found is a better oil than the first oil, so we go back to what we discussed in the previous year, where the Gemara says that even Reb Yossi agrees that we should use hamufchor, we should use the better item, but we also said the machloikis of the Shvus Yaakov and the Chacham Tzvi, when Reb Yossi agrees we use min hamufchor, is that only maybe by Karban Pesach, which we're actually going to eat? Or is it by all divrei mitzvah that we should always use min hamufchor?